Hello, this is 5 minutes of the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 738, and I'm very happy you're here today. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1, and I'm sure by this time you should be able to say it with me. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, and this is why I always thought, say, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been talking about the death of Christ, and we've talked the physical events that led to his death. We're now in the revelatory. We are now in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. That says, my son, pay attention to my word. Pay attention to my word. And I'm saying that to pay attention to God's word, you have to make his word a top priority. Listening to such messages, reading the Bible for yourself, you have to make it top priority. And so we were checking Mark 11, and in Mark 11, Jesus was with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree the following day and said, master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound to them. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And that is what we're looking at. We're looking at that word say. We've looked at the whosoever, but as a king, God has made every single born again believer a king. We are blue blood. We are the ones of the blue blood. He's made us kings and priests unto God. So we said, saying, and I said, listen, if you're going to say to the mountains and want mountains to respond like how they responded to Jesus, that fig tree responded to Jesus, then you will have to mean what you say. So we've been looking at words and how some of us have trained ourselves not to mean what we say, and lies and all that. And now we've come to the point where we say that, listen, we will have to mean what we say. It's just, there is a word for it, and I quoted a scripture, and I want us to go to that scripture again and look at it. Look at, as I always do, I always want to look at how other versions talk about the same thing. It will help you, it will throw more light on it. Ephesians 4:29, and it was Bishop Dagwood Mills who taught me. I remember those times when he brought out the scripture. It was so beautiful. I could hardly take, hold my breath. It was like, can there be a scripture like this? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians 4:29. And he came up with a word, coined a word, edify grace. So your words must be full of edification and grace. Let no corrupt communication. We're talking about meaning your words, and so speaking the truth. And I said, sometimes you will have to speak the truth, but not be rude. You should not be rude. You should not hide under I'm speaking the truth and be rude to people, break people, make people break families, hurt people. No, there is no need to do that. We can speak the truth, but he says we should do it in such a way that it is good to the use of edifying, and that those words you speak will also minister grace unto the hearers. Now look at, that's Ephesians 4:20. Now look at how Passion Translation puts it. It says, and never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth. Don't let them in the name of speaking the truth. No, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts. See, when you speak, let those words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. They encourage others. So a person comes to you, have I lost weight? You say, I can't see any way you've lost, but sister, If your aim is to lose weight, you are going to lose the weight. And you're already beautiful. Immediately, you see, you have encouraged the person. Instead of saying, go away with your fat self. Oh, that is not nice. That's not nice. That's not nice. Let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. So do this by speaking words of grace to help them. So you will speak words of grace. You are speaking the truth, but they are full of grace. Full of grace to the hearers. So it's the truth you're speaking. Because we're training ourselves to speak the truth instead of being like the world, where you can hedge and hide and misrepresent. It's no more going to be our lifestyle. We're going to speak the truth. But we're saying, when we speak the truth, let them pass the test of the edified grace test. New Living Translation says, Ephesians 4:29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful. So I'm going to speak the truth, but is it going to be helpful? Then I have to find a way of saying it in a way that will help the others. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be helpful. So that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Oh, I see that happening in your life. I hear people calling you son of encouragement. So this brother will tell you the truth, but he has a way of encouraging you with the truth he's saying. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Your life is a beautiful one. Your life is a beautiful one. Beautiful words of truth. Yes, words of truth, but they are full of grace. They are full of beauty. And when you speak them, people will know that you are not out to get them, abuse them, and to use foul language on them. You're speaking the truth, but it's in love. And it passes the edified grace test. Oh, yes. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. As you set out, you are speaking the truth, but in love, it will pass the edified grace test. But the truth, you will never compromise. You will speak the truth always. Ah, because the truth, the way, the truth and the life lives in you. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Share this link with somebody and come back for more.